and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
Mitch Winehouse is on hold. Mitch Winehouse, the father of Amy Winehouse. It really didn't take long for him to put all of his feelings into words in a brand new book called Amy, My Daughter. Of course, Amy Winehouse died. How old was she? 27. It was said to be alcohol poisoning.
A Roz and Mocha Show exclusive on Kiss 92.5.
Mitch Winehouse.
Morning.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. It's Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. When did you settle in to realize that a book was the right thing to do for you and for Amy?
Good question. I figured I wanted to write a book almost immediately because straight after Amy passed away, there were rumors in the press that Amy had committed suicide, that she'd taken an overdose of drugs, and of course none of that was true. So I wanted to set the record straight, but I also wanted to write the book because I felt that it would help me with my recovery, and it has to a certain extent. And another reason was we created the foundation, and we wanted to raise as much money as we can for the disadvantaged kids that we're supporting. So there was a number of reasons that I wrote the book.
Did you struggle at all during the writing of this book with what information or how much information you wanted to include in the book and how much you wanted to kind of keep back?
That's a good point. I really didn't want to reinvent Amy because Amy was a wonderful girl. She was a wonderfully charitable person, a really funny kid, a normal kid, a great family member. And, like every strong person, she has a weakness, and her weakness was her husband, unfortunately. And there was no point in airbrushing all that out of Amy's history. You know, it's not as if it was a revelation to everybody. Everyone really knew what was kind of happening.
I have a daughter at home. She's young. She's 2.5. And there are days where I want to put her in a bubble so nothing ever happens to her. What was the moment? Was there a moment where you realized that you had lost her, where it didn't matter what you did, it wasn't going to help? She was no longer, yours to protect anymore?
Well, but that's pretty much, you'll get to that stage yourself, when your daughter's maybe 18.
Yeah.
But hopefully you won't go through the things that we went through. You know, there comes a time when, certainly when Amy was taking drugs, that everything that we did as a family, if my mum had come down from heaven in a fiery chariot and told her to stop taking drugs, everyone will tell you this. People stop taking drugs when they're ready to stop taking drugs. And that's exactly what Amy did. You know, she didn't like the effect it was having on her family, so she quit. And in 2009, she stopped taking drugs and she remained clear for the rest of her life. So that's sort of nearly 3 years. So, that's all power to her because that was a tough road for her to take. But she managed it. She was clean for nearly 3 years. But then, of course, the alcohol took over.
Mitch Winehouse, Amy Winehouse's dad, joins us on the Roz and Mocha Show. His new memoir is out right now. It's called Amy, My Daughter. Only Canadian interview. Thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
When all that started happening, the world, there was a collective love that people had for Amy because she was incredibly talented at a time when not a lot of people really were. And collectively, we all saw this ending badly. I'm sure you guys in your family thought that if this keeps going the way it's going to end badly. Did she know that? Did she know that that's how people looked at her?
Not really, but you got to understand the reality is different to that because she told me in May 2009 she was going to quit drugs, but it's going to take a while. So by December 2009, she was clear. She told me in March or April 2011, she was going to stop drinking, but it was going to be similar to how it had been with the drugs. So the last 6 weeks of her life were spent, 2 weeks were abstinence, no drink, then 1 day of drinking, then 3 weeks of abstinence, and then finally the last 2 days of heavy drinking. That's the pattern of somebody who's moving towards sobriety, total sobriety. But unfortunately, what happened came, it was an incredible accident. So we were really, bearing in mind we had the experience of seeing Amy beat her drug addiction or was in recovery from drugs, when she said that she was going to quit drinking, and demonstrated that she could be without drink for 5.5 weeks. To us, that was more than hopeful. We were on the road to recovery.
Kiss 92.5, it's a Roz and Mocha Show. Amy Winehouse's dad, Mitch Winehouse, is on the phone with us right now. Your new memoir is out. It's called Amy, My Daughter. Did anyone try to convince you not to write this memoir?
No, not really. You know, I spoke to my family. Mm-hmm. You know, it's my memoir. It's me and Amy. I spoke to Amy's mum about it. She was cool about it. I really felt that, for the reasons that I gave you, but primarily, I wrote the book for my own recovery. It has helped in my recovery.
How long did it take before you could start listening to Amy's music again?
Well, you know, really, I can't sit down and put on a CD and listen or watch a video. You know, I'm having to deal with this. You know, I'm with professionals who are helping me with this, obviously, but I really can't do that. If, however, I'm in my vehicle or I'm in a store and the music comes on, I can listen to it without breaking down. But, you know, to actually sit down and watch a video or to listen to the music, I can't. I'm not at that stage yet.
What's the biggest misconception about Amy?
Well, there's so many misconceptions, but that she was an intravenous drug user, that she was still on drugs when she died, that she committed suicide, all of these things. You know, people don't realize the last 18 months of her life, you know, that there were, it was interspersed with bad times, but she was happy the last 18 months of her life, and she had a great relationship, and she was talking about getting married and having children. You know, that was the best part of her life, really, the last 18 months of her life.
Talking to you, you realize, again, I have all Amy's songs going through my head right now, and I'm like, God damn, she was so good. Like, just so good, bro. Hey, thank you so much, Mitch. We really appreciate your time.
Pleasure, guys. Thank you.
The Roz and Mocha Show, weekdays 5:30 to 9 on KISS 92.5.